Tackle the Sports Zone on Salford City Radio.
I just wanted to touch on a manager who's probably seen as being quite strong, and he's come up for a lot of criticism this week, Jose Mourinho, over the whole debacle with the physio and the doctor. Obviously, you've not had a chance to speak to him for this book, but just studying and being a football journalist, do you think he experiences the same pressures, or is he like maybe Sir Alex Ferguson, someone who can just carry the weight of the job and the world of football on the shoulders?
It's a really good question. If you look at this week, or you know, if you look at the way that he has handled Chelsea's problems, you know, we hear a lot about Jose, the great manipulator, the great, you know, the master of, you know, the Machiavellian master of you know, getting people to do what he wants. Well, because of the way that he dealt or didn't deal with the medical situation that he created, so he basically has created an avoidable crisis, and that crisis now is all too real because of their defeat at Manchester City. I think with Jose Mourinho, there is a sense that he is sometimes too clever for his own good. I thought his response to the furore about, you know, him essentially isolating two key medical staff has diminished him massively, because there was sort of sustained petulance and really quite unseemly arrogance in the way that he dealt with it, or didn't deal with it. But what it did with me, and this again was through the experience of doing the book, what it made me wonder is, well, look, all these guys have their coping mechanisms. I don't know, what is Jose Mourinho's coping mechanism? You know, who does Mourinho talk to? Who does he confide in? Where's his escape valve? And that's the one thing, is that you look at him and you think, you know, eventually will this man implode? It might not be for another 10 years. But, you know, there is something I thought quite revealing about the way that Mourinho almost sort of cyclically gets himself into massive bother. You know, his time at Chelsea, his first spell at Chelsea ended in rancour. He won the Champions League with Inter in Italy, but didn't really endear himself to the wider Italian public. He was frankly loathed in Spain, and I wondered if the cycle was going to repeat itself over here again.